Hey guys, welcome to New Music Mondays, or New Ones at Noon, if you're listening on the podcast. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto. It's officially episode 12 of New Music Mondays. Thank you so much to everyone who's listening out there. We appreciate the support. There is some news coming out of Facebook regarding some new policies about live streaming music, which is something a lot of artists have been doing since the whole beginning of this COVID-19 pandemic situation. So if you are out there streaming music on Facebook, you might want to check into that stuff. We also don't want to say anything bad about Facebook. Isn't Facebook great, guys? Facebook is really great. It's also super great. They're updating their terms of service, so it's against their policy to let you say anything bad about Facebook or that could hurt Facebook, which is great. It's just so darn great. You know who's popular on Facebook? Our first artist, Yukon Blonde. Yukon Blonde is a Canadian rock band from Kelowna, British Columbia, now based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. The band has been making music together since 2005 and was nominated for the Juno Award for Breakout Group of the Year in 2013. The band consists of Jeffrey Innes, Brandon Scott, Graham Jones, James Younger, and Rebecca Gray. The group is probably best known for their 2015 hit, Saturday Night. Yukon Blonde is now gearing up for their latest album, Vindicator, which is out November 13th, 2020, so keep an eye out for that. The latest single from that new album is You Were Mine. And this is You Were Mine by Yukon Blonde. Yeah, that is a very cool sounding track. That is a Yukon Blonde. Your Paris is two indie pop artists. That was hard. That was a hard one to do. Your Paris is two indie pop artists, Nick Babcock and Layla Karuba, from Kingston and from Toronto, respectively. The band hopes that they are your new favorite pop band. And in all fairness, they probably have a pretty good chance at being that based on their latest single. They definitely are in my top five right now. The band's new song is called About Love, and I got a chance to sit down with Your Paris safely over the internet and talk about their new single and what it's like to create music as a couple, because they are in fact a couple in life and on stage, or in the recording studio, if you will. This is my interview with Your Paris. Nick, Layla, how are you today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great over here. Whereabouts are you guys? Are you in Toronto or are you in Kingston?
Yeah, so we're in our apartment in Toronto right now.
I think one of you is from Toronto, one of you is from Kingston?
Yeah, I'm originally from Kingston, and now we're both living in Toronto.
Which is better in your opinion, Toronto or Kingston?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Back when everything was open, we really loved going around to open mics and stuff in Toronto, which, you know, there's just a ton more of that type of stuff in the city. But Kingston has also been really great for us creatively, because it's, you know, a lot more calm.
Yeah, neither's better than the other. They're just different.
They're both great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. I just want to ask, so you guys are a couple, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's amazing. How long have you guys been together?
We have been dating for just a little over a year. And in that time, we were not always a music duo. We were kind of the first few months we were together, we both kind of had different paths we were going down in music, and then ultimately decided to turn this into a collaboration project and officially announce that in the new year.
The first time we ever hung out before we were dating, we actually wrote a song together, which we have previously released, called The Internet. So music and like working together has been like a pretty crucial part of our relationship the whole time.
That actually brings me to my next sort of question. What is the process like creating music with your significant other and creating, I guess, working and how do you guys find that?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely parts that are really great about it and parts that are also really difficult. Our whole thing is like we're super just like want to be genuine about, you know, who we are and how we do things. And it's definitely not always easy because there's so much more like at stake. But at the same time, we know each other really well, and that definitely helps with the writing process. And we're similar in a lot of ways, but we're also like extremely different. So we bring a different perspective to whatever we're writing about, which I think is what makes our music like unique in a way.
I want to talk to you about your newest single, which we're about to listen to. Can you tell us a little bit about Love? About Love?
This song is a love song. It's a heartbreak song, as many pop songs are. And it's kind of about just going through a breakup and realizing that, you know, the past can't be undone, and you kind of have to live with the things that you go through and the things that you do and how you treat one another, and just live with the outcome regardless.
What I like about this song is that, you know, for the most part, it's kind of like a call out to like an ex, basically saying like, you know, you really wronged me and like we can't go back from that. But it's also really reminiscent and like happy at the same time as being heartbroken, which I think is kind of what we strive to capture in our music, because I don't think it's ever really straightforward. It's always like a little bit of both.
Right on. How has the past few months been with quarantine? Have you guys been able to create, I assume? Are you guys together?
Yeah, we've been together this whole time. We were just talking about that earlier, actually, how we've definitely found it difficult to be inspired to create art, for sure, throughout this pandemic. But it's allowed us to kind of work on things that we've, you know, had in the bag for a while. So a lot of songs that we've, you know, written before all this happened, and now just gave us that time to be productive and start hammering things out. So we've definitely used it to our advantage in that sense.
So do you guys have any plans for the future? I mean, it's obviously everything's a little bit hairy right now, but what's in the works for Your Paris?
Right. Well, we definitely, when things start up, we definitely want to start playing live again, because that's something that is obviously super fun and inspiring in terms of like the creative side of things. But we have a plan right now to basically just roll out a new single every 6 to 8 weeks. We're still kind of in the phase of like, we're kind of like reveling in like the whole process of finding our sound and who we are and like what we want to say. So I think that's the best way to do that right now, and just get people, like, introduce ourselves to the world and have stuff every few weeks.
Yeah, so we'll have definitely another song coming out in November, and then after that we'll be taking a little break to allow rooms for the Christmas tunes to start repopulating to the surface here, and then yeah, we'll get right back at it on a regular schedule.
Yeah. Just before we go, guys, do you want to, where can we find more about Your Paris online?
So our website is weareyourparis.com. That's a good place to start. Everything's there. And we're pretty much on every social media platform with that same handle. We are Your Paris.
We are Your Paris. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is About Love by Your Paris.
You little animal, you silly girl, brokenhearted when you could have had the world. Take it easy, just take it slow. You'll get that rush again, but I already know that
you won't be with me. Did I stutter?
You had your one shot, you chose another. You're just an animal, a silly girl, brokenhearted when you could have had the world. So don't, no, don't
talk about dreams in your head, white picket fence, those tattoos we got when we were drunk out west. Throw out my key, forget my family and my friends. Shut your mouth when you talk about it, don't make no sense when you talk about love. You like to travel, can't say I do. Give the word and I'd go anywhere with you. It's give and take, how could we struggle? I guess we needed some ground rules as lovers, cause you disappeared.
Went undercover
until I found four legs under the covers. You're just an animal, you stupid girl. Know that I got the worst, so don't, no, don't, don't, no, no, no. Don't talk about dreams in your head, white picket fence, those tattoos we got when we were drunk out west. Throw out my key, forget my family and my friends. Shut your mouth when you talk about it, don't make no sense when you talk about it. Shut your mouth and you talk about it, don't make no sense when you talk about it.
Love for
me, love
forever.
Shut your mouth and you talk about it, don't make no sense when you talk about it. Those tears in your head, white picket fence, those tattoos we got when we were drunk out west. Throw out my key, forget my family and my friends. Shut your mouth and you talk about it, don't make no sense when you talk about it.
That was a great track and great interview. Thanks again, Nick and Layla from Your Paris for joining me for an interview. It's awesome to have you guys. 2020 has been one hell of a year, and it didn't occur to me until today that I hadn't really heard a fun song sort of in a long time. No offense to Your Paris or to You Come Blonde by any means. I think the whole sort of scope of this year has us taking everything just seriously, just a little bit more seriously than we probably would. And I mean, maybe if we're already kind of serious, that's just super seriously. Anyway, And so we should. We should take things seriously. There's nothing that isn't serious about everything that is going on all the time now. I am just saying, it was nice to find some music that had an aura of a sense of humor, almost. It's a hip-hop, poppy hip-hop, kind of punky, and it's just a refreshing song. I'm going for a walk in the sun with this song on repeat as soon as humanly possible. Just as soon as I can. This is You Do You by Shark Week.
It's all the same, but I love when you're calling my name. The sun is down, so we'll go and we'll dance in the rain. Tell me now if you feel like you know what I'm saying. You do you, and I'll do me. Yeah.
Yo, it took me a minute, now I'm doing better. But she got a lighter, a match in my sweater. Well, damn, that was a gift from my aunt. Hitting me up, what the fuck do you want? Blow up my phone, you don't leave me alone. And you go to my home when I'm not even there. That shit is crazy, you know that I love you. But sometimes you act like you don't even care yet. If you fall, I promise I'm not tripping. I think about what I'm missing, I guess that I'm feeling fucked up. And if you call, I probably won't listen. You fuck on top of the vision, I guess that you had enough of.
Me and my friends doing harass shit. And I'ma shave my head like it's Britney, bitch. And you aren't really fucking with me, but I'm worth the risk. And when this is all over, I'ma talk my shit, yeah.
Everything is alright, but just know that I miss you, miss you, miss you. Why do I feel so fucked up every time that I'm with you, with you, with you?
It's all the same, but I love when you're calling my name. The sun is down, so we'll go and we'll dance in the rain. Tell me now if you feel like you know what I'm saying. You do you, and I'll do me, yeah, yeah. It's all the same, but I love when you're calling my name. The sun is down, so we'll go and we'll dance in the rain. Tell me now if you feel like you know what I'm saying. You do you, and I'll do me, yeah, yeah.
You do you, and I'll do me, yeah, yeah. You do you, and I'll do me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was You Do You by Shark Week. It's an awesome track, and it's an awesome band name, Shark Week. Shark Week is a hip-hop duo from Nova Scotia, Adam Taylor and Jackson Booth. The two describe their music as walking the line between punk, hip-hop, comedy, and pop. The two say they are leading a movement of young adult fans who aren't quite ready to grow up. And from a dude who has Lucky Charms for breakfast more often than I care to admit, I'm right there with you guys. I'm right behind you. As complicated as life gets, it's short, it's funny, it's weird. There's no reasonable excuse for an adult not to put potato chips on a sandwich. Check out more from Shark Week at ateandjax.com. We'll have a link for that in the description. We'll also have some more content on these guys, on Yukon Blonde, and on Your Paris on the website, so visit the website at dropoutentertainment.ca. Visit it all the time. Check out some new music news. Check out some new music videos. Check out some Dropout Radio. It's streaming 24 hours, 7 days a week, and it features 100% Canadian independent music just all the time. It's just great artists doing their thing. Don't forget to follow us on social at Dropout Entertainment. Thanks again, everyone, for joining me on New Ones at Noon or New Music Mondays if you are listening on the podcast. The podcast is available through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio. Dropout Entertainment is licensed to play through SoCan, so thank you, SoCan. As always, take care of yourself, take care of each other, love each other, and put potato chips on a sandwich. I'm serious. Like, you should just be doing this all the time. Everyone should. I'm your host, Ben in Toronto, and now back to 100% Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.